Can we check and then we be able to proceed?
Chair? We can proceed, Chair. We have a call before right, Chair. So I will call members' names, Chair, just to ensure they attend, to confirm the attendance, Chair.
Thank you. Good afternoon to everybody. Secretary, continue.
Chair, Ms. Musani, Chair.
Musani.
Hi, Chair.
Okay.
Ms. Mwatse, Chair.
Ms. Mwatse. Honor Mwatse.
She's on the platform, Chair. Ms.
Okay.
Mantashe, Chair.
Honorable Mantashe.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Okay, welcome.
Mr. Cuthbert, Chair.
Honorable Cuthbert.
I'm present. Thank you, Chairperson.
Mr. Mulder, Chair.
Mr. Mulder.
Good morning, Chair, everyone. I was just asked to excuse me. I'm in two meetings at the moment, but this situation will start out after 2024.
Okay.
As more ANC and DA members vote for the Freedom Front Plus. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Right.
Chair?
Thanks, Chair. Noted.
Mr. Thring, Chair.
Honorable Thring.
Good afternoon, Chair. Good afternoon, colleagues.
Thank you very much. Welcome.
Chair, Mr. Mbuyani, Chair.
Honorable Mbuyani.
Chairperson, good afternoon. I'm present.
Welcome.
Chair?
Yeah.
Then we, Ms. Mutahu indicated she will join us a bit late, Chair. So she will join us shortly. Ms. Mwatse, Chair, or she's on the platform, just to confirm.
Okay. Because we do have the number that allows us to proceed.
We do.
If I can be able to actually then have the agenda flighted.
Sorry, Chair.
Chair, Ms. Musani wants to raise a question.
Oh, okay. Sunny?
Sorry, Chair. It's not a question. I have to recuse myself. I have another urgent meeting to attend.
All right. Yes. Thank you very much.
So
but I'm sure you'll be connecting on both sides. Be checking on us as well and going to the other side.
No. No, I won't.
Okay. 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 Thanks very much. Yes. All right. Thank you. Can we have the agenda flighted? We will actually take that as an apology, Secretariat.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Let's actually look at the agenda. We do actually have the issue of formal consideration of the budget review and recommendation report. And we actually do have the committee business, which actually has the NLC process. So those are the two issues on the agenda. If we can be able to then ask, get the committee to agree that we proceed with the agenda.
Chair, with regard to apologies, Chair, if I may, Chair.
Yeah.
We received apology from Ms. Yaku, Mr. McPherson, and standing apology from Mrs. Herman's, Chair.
Okay. We would actually note those apologies. Thank you very much. Can we then proceed to the item before us, honorable members, if I can get your comments for the proposed agenda? Honorable members.
Mr. Mbuyani, Chair.
Honorable Mbuyani.
Chairperson, thank you. I propose that you adopt the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you very much. There's a mover for the adoption. Do you have a seconder? Can we check if ever there's any seconder of the agenda adoption? Honorable members?
I rise to second the proposal for the adoption of this agenda, Chair.
Thank you very much. Can we then actually then proceed to the item on the agenda? I think one would actually want to get from where we actually left off the last time. Parties actually were supposed to contribute to the process, and there was actually submission made. I'm not sure if ever there were further contribution by parties, and then maybe get to the final report, which is conclusions and recommendations before us. Maybe we can fly to that, and maybe Secretary Wan wanted just to check if ever we did receive any comments or contributions from parties to the report we need to confirm or consider today. If I can actually ask the Secretary.
Chair, may I, Chair, we have not received any additional comments, Chair, from any other party with regard to concluding remarks or recommendations, Chair. Just as Mr. Thring has indicated, you just want to move a slight amendment, which is, didn't require a full email to be sent, Chair, and you will be able to move such an amendment if the matter is before the committee. So, Chair, we have received no additional comments, recommendations, or concluding remarks. We only have the concluding remarks of the majority party, the ANC, and at the last meeting we agreed that the committee will formally consider those concluding remarks and recommendations for inclusion of the report.
So let me invite the issue of the comments of Mr. Honorable Thring, so that we can actually then be able to pick up on that. If ever there's any specific point, Honorable Thring, or Secretary, is there a point that was sent? We said it was email.
Chair, no, he will speak to a chair. He said it was one word that he wanted to add, so he thought he was able to speak to it rather than.
All right. Let's actually then, because that's the discussion we
chair.
Had or the document we have. Honorable Thring?
Yeah. Chair, no, it was just on the issue of localization, where I think one of the concluding remarks speakers, the fine conclusion, which speaks about localization. And I just asked if we could include not just but localization and beneficiation. So just to add beneficiation to the aspect of localization as well.
Okay, let's just check, because that's the addition. Is it on the recommendations that we have or the conclusions? Localization, okay, it will be on the conclusions. All right, so I think the suggestion you said was actually looking at localization as well as beneficiation. Let's actually maybe just check from the ANC, African National Congress. There is that suggested amendment Honorable Thring is raising. If I can just check from the African National Congress, because I think we have gone through the presentation, we would actually then be able to check if ever that amendment is welcome or accepted, or the ANC.
Chair, Mr. Mbuyane's hand is raised, Chair.
Honorable Mbuyane.
Yeah, Chairperson, thanks. I think the beneficiation part is welcomed, Chairperson, because it's part of the localization. So we localize and make people benefit at the local level in terms of the prescript. I think we're in order, Chair. Thank you.
Okay. Honorable Thring, there is actually...
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I'm actually happy because I think Honorable Mbuyane is correct. Localization and beneficiation actually run together. So I'm happy, Chair, that it is the way it is and has been included. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. So can I just then present to the committee that the conclusion and recommendation, which we should actually consider, is actually before us, and the committee formally considers and accepts the conclusion and recommendations as presented.
Chair?
Because it's for the committee's decision. Can I take a comment, Secretary?
Chair, if Margaret can just go down with the recommendations, Chair, if you can just go... No, go up, down, I mean, from number one.
Yes.
Just for the committee's consideration, the ANC has made submissions regarding the recommendations. You will see, Chair, that number one, we are saying that it's rather a concluding remark than a recommendation, so we need a decision on that, Chair. If you go to number, go down, Margot, to the next number three, I think. We also think that is a concluding remark, Chair, rather than a recommendation, Chair. And I don't know, Margot, go down. Is there any additional ones? Margot? No, Chair. And as you said, we just also, regarding the recommendations, we just changed the wording. So the wording in red would be the wording that we propose be in the it captures the essence of the recommendation made by the African National Congress Chair. But with regard to point one in three, we are of the view that's rather a concluding remark than the recommendation, Chair. So we'd want the committee to consider that. Mr. Mbuyane raises his hand, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Mbuyane. Honorable Mbuyane.
Chair, I was checking with the recommendation. If you can go up in terms of the conclusion.
Okay.
Vis-a-vis, the one that they just said, like number one.
One, yeah.
Yeah, they said the committee recommends that the TCI should continue to provide support and monitor the SAPS. That is part of the concluding. In terms of the, if you can go to the conclusion as well.
Yeah.
In fact, the committee welcomes the support that is currently is offered by the department.
Yeah.
And we also recommend that the DTI should continue with the support and monitoring. It's a repetition, but it is proper, Chair, because here, in terms of the conclusion, we are welcoming the support that has been given by the department. And also, we further recommend that the minister continue with monitoring. And I'm not so sure because, yes, it seems like it's the same, but it's not, Chairperson. You can just go through it and proper. Yeah.
Okay. So that's the first one, Honorable, we need to say. It is a recommendation, although there was actually the conclusion on item 11. One is the recommendation to the minister. Yeah.
Yes, okay. I get it now. Chair. Sorry,
yeah.
Chair. I was saying 11. 11 is the concluding remarks to say, as the committee, we are welcoming the support offered by the DTIC to these two entities.
Okay.
And also we recommend to say the department must continue render those support and monitor those two in there. I don't think it's a rhetoric, Chair.
Okay. So maybe Secretary will actually have to have a look at that,
Chair,
in the way of what is expressed. Yes, Secretary?
Chair, it's a committee decision, Chair. We may should consider.
Okay. So
the DTI is already giving support, Chair, with regard to the NRCS and SAPS. So the committee then arguing that there should be additional support that in relation to 11, Chair, if we want to make a recommendation. Because the committee is welcoming support on top there, and now they're saying that the committee DTIC must support, Chair. So the one point they welcome the support, should it be additional support or further support? Ms. Mantashe's hand is up, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Mantashe?
Chair, I think number 11, as it is correct.
Okay.
But we can't repeat it here in recommendations because the support is already there.
Okay.
That's just my view, Chair.
Okay.
They already supported the Putin administrators. I don't know why we should. I propose that we don't repeat it in recommendations, Chair.
Okay. So I think that's the
Chair.
Yes.
It's on Lutring.
Chair, okay. If that's the case, and if it is going to be removed, then I would recommend that item 11 should read that the committee welcomed the support offered by the DTI to its entities and encourages DTI to continue to provide support and monitoring to its entities such as, so that they can tidy that up, Chair. This is, so it's my thought that you take the, you're taking, because it should continue to. So here you're welcoming the support, but the recommendation says we don't want the support to stop. That's how I'm reading it. And so that support must continue. But if we can, if we can capture that in 11, then I think it's then it's all there, and it could be taken out from the recommendations. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Honourable Mbuyane, I think there might be just on the expression. So I think maybe there's that suggestion to actually say one can actually be removed, but 11 should actually be clarified to ensure continued support.
No, thank you. I think these two are talking different languages, Chairperson. Only one of conclusion. We're talking of the support of the entity in terms of close relationship. But here we're talking of the support in terms of implementing the turnaround strategy. I'm not so sure whether we're talking one language. If we're talking relationship on the above oversight and on down there, we're talking the implementation of turnaround strategy, then that are two different issues. So rather we combine all these issues into one, then I can confirm that it is proper. And also it can be on the concluding. It has to be a recommendation. We take it out of the concluding. We recommend that this must continue because these are two entities that are giving the department a nightmare. So we must continue. We recommend that the department must continue look after this department. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. So let's actually get that, because it is a grammar issue. Are you right, Mbuyane? So there's a point where you're suggesting that we should have it as a conclusion or have it as a recommendation, not on both. I think Mantashe raised the same point as well, to say let's actually have it on 11 in conclusion, not on both in terms of recommendation. Mbuyane, you do think that it is stronger to have it as a recommendation, as the first item, than actually having the conclusion at 11. So can I just check, Secretary, because I think there's one point where it says, let it not be a conclusion, let it be a recommendation of ensuring that there's more support on the work identified already, but as a recommendation. Yes, Secretary.
If Ms. Mantashe want to raise her and then become in chair.
Okay, Mantashe.
I hear what Honourable Mbuyane is saying, but I plead with him to allow us rather to add what he thinks is left out in paragraph 11. That is on the recommendation part. That which talks about the turnaround can be added to paragraph 11. Look for a correct language and add it there. In a way, I don't know, they can formulate that sentence to include what Honorable Mbuyane wants to see added on the work that the department must do on the two entities. Thank you.
Chair?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Chair, I do, based on what Ms. Mantashe is saying, if we can look on the screen whether 11 and 12 as is will accommodate Mr. Mbuyane's concern, Chair.
Okay.
You need his input on that.
Okay, let's Honorable Mbuyane, let's actually read, Secretary, read 11 and 12.
I'll do so, Chair. The committee welcomes If I may, the committee welcomed the current support offered by the DTIC to its entities. However, there should be a closer oversight relationship and an early warning mechanism to detect and intervene in regard to possible challenges. The committee encourages the DTIC to continue providing support to the NRCS and the SAPS to ensure the implementation of the turnaround strategies.
Okay. Well, because I did say it's a issue of drama as well. Mbuyane, does it actually capture your essence?
Yeah, at least now, Chairperson, I'm covered, because these two points are two different points, Chair. Covered.
Yeah.
On either. Yes.
All right. So can I just say then that will be the alteration of the concluding remark. Let's look at the next one, concluding remark.
Number three, Chair.
Yeah. Recommends that the DTIC follow up on the commitment made by the Presidential Investment Conference to ensure implementation. I'm not sure on that one as well. There was actually a point of the concluding remark or a recommendation. Can I take comments there?
Chair?
Yes.
On point 10, we have this need for the DTIC to play an active role to secure investment commitment garnered at the Presidential Investment Conference over the last two financial years. So it's really a concluding remark, Chair, where we asked. It's almost like a similar process like we had with 11 and 12 earlier, Chair.
Yeah. I'm not sure then in terms of that item, if ever it's 10, sufficiently, number 3, is it sufficiently covered in 10? Recommends that DTIC follow up on commitments made by the Presidential Investment Conference to ensure implementation. And when you go back to 10?
It's almost administrative matter, Chair, where DTI is working to do that. So,
okay. So can I just check with the ANC if ever the item 10 at the conclusion is sufficiently covered than having the other item as a recommendation? So there is a
chair?
Honourable Mantashe?
I'm covered when that paragraph is on conclusions, Chairperson. And I'm comfortable with the addition that has now been added.
Okay.
I'm comfortable with the conclusion.
Okay. So can I just check, because there is an addition often to facilitate their implementation, because the issue is implementation, which is actually put as a very important point. Even on the previous point, I think there was a point. So I think it is conclusion. Unless maybe there are further comments, we can make those alterations to 10 in terms of just reinforcing the facilitation of implementation. Are there any further comments, honorable members? In the absence? Yes?
Mbuyane, I don't know if Mbuyane's hand is raised, Chair.
Honorable Mbuyane.
Chairperson, thank you very much. I think the day before yesterday, we had, you had another presidential investment conference. I'm not so sure whether we're still talking to the very same or must partake as part. And the DTIC was even mentioned in the presidential speech to say they are playing an active role, but as you say. Then you just need to emphasize on this one that they must play a role, as if they are not playing any role, but they are playing a role. We have seen even in the speech of the president that the department is part. And I agree, Chairperson, to alter maybe as part of number 10 from number 3 as recommendation.
Okay. So the point of the continued implementation.
Yes. Maybe we should not maybe say there's a need for the DTIC to see. Maybe the committee welcomes the active role the committee, the DTIC, play in securing investments.
Okay. No, that's fine, because I know the language part is always a challenge. But I think the understanding is quite clear, Honorable Mbuyane, from what you're saying. I think it makes complete sense. So let's have a look and then be able to see if ever that covers the issues as presented. Okay, Secretary, maybe if you can read through.
I'll read it, Chair. The committee welcomes the active role the DTIC plays to secure investment commitments garnered at the presidential investment conferences and to facilitate their implementation.
Okay. So I'm sure that will be sufficient. I'm not sure. Are there any further comments from honorable members? If not, then can we alter 10? And Mbuyane, you're right that we can then remove the recommendation and be able to actually express 10 with that balance, or item 3 to be actually then removed. So I think that's the conclusion which we have before us in terms of conclusions and recommendation. So I'm sure we can actually then ask the committee to agree that we proceed and accept the report as finalized at this stage. I'm sure that is agreed to, yes.
Mr. Mbuyane's hand is up, Chair.
Mbuyane.
Chairperson, thank you very much. I propose that we formally recommend or we formally consider this triple BAR as a departmental one. Thank you.
Okay. So there's a mover of the acceptance of the consideration of conclusions and recommendations. Thank you, Mbuyane. Can I just check with other members?
Mr. Cuthbert, stand up, Chair.
Honorable Cuthbert.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. As a Democratic Alliance, we reserve our rights to take it back to our caucus and then issue our votes thereafter in the House.
So you actually were abstaining technically. In terms of
my job, I'm not abstaining. I'm reserving my right, as is the case with all BRRR reports and budget vote reports in the past. We're not abstaining.
Okay.
No,
I understand, because I was just using the procedural term in looking at that, Honorable Cuthbert. So I actually hear you.
The seconder, Chair?
Yeah.
Need a seconder for Mr. Mbuyane.
Mbuyane? Okay.
Mr. Mbuyane, move, Chair. We need a seconder.
Oh, okay.
Can we get
Ms. Mantashe, Chair?
Honorable Mantashe? Honorable Mantashe?
I said I'm seconding Honorable Mbuyane, Chair.
Okay. Let's just check. We noted the point from Honorable Cuthbert. Are there any other comments or objections? So in absence, having actually noted the one of Honorable Cuthbert, let's actually then proceed to the next item on the agenda. This one is actually agreed to with those amendments. So
my apologies, Chair. I do not know if Mr. Mbuyane wants to raise or didn't lower his hand, Chair.
Honorable Mbuyane?
No, Chairperson, it was the hand before.
Or delay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I've read. Let me see.
Okay. Thank you very much. So let me actually get us to move to the next item. It's the NLC process. So let me just say that we did at our last meeting receive the short list and the long list, and I think before I actually came back to the committee today, there were actually already developments to say the short list, one candidate has actually opted to step out, and obviously I think that's actually initiated a process where I think there was also some correspondence which was actually sent, and on my receipt of the communication of one of the three shortlisted having actually stepped down, one has actually written to the minister to ask the full list of CVs of candidates nominated. And then we actually were thinking that it will be quite important to present that to the committee with a suggestion. We may actually agree to have a different way of managing that as a committee to make sure that we go through the CVs shortlist to replace the candidate that actually has stepped out, so that we actually proceed with our interviews as the portfolio committee on the scheduled date. So I think that's largely the point, but the further communication which we actually received outside what we were actually doing as the chairperson of the portfolio committee, which was actually a letter from the chief whip of EFF. And I think on that one, there was actually an issue which was attached as information circulated to yourselves of the letter from the EFF and the legal opinion linked to that. So the legal opinion linked to that confirms what one actually has suggested in terms of the three nominees from the minister, with one that actually has opted out, to be able to actually get the committee to actually have a process of receiving the CVs and be able to actually process that as a committee. So we're putting aside a meeting at 4 p.m., 1600 hours tomorrow, to have the committee to convene and look at the list. The communication to the minister of being able to get the CVs, we would actually be able to get some feedback at this stage. We haven't got the feedback of getting the information, so we will be following through, but tomorrow at 4, the committee will actually then be engaging on the replacement of the candidate that has stepped back and be able to actually get to a point where we have a shortlist through participants from different parties at the committee, so that we can be able, on the date that we have, 24th, to have the interview of those candidates and be able to conclude on the 26th on the chair of the NLC. So I think I have that as an item that I thought on the process of the NLC. There have been those kind of developments. We're still going ahead as we have agreed, but I wanted us to actually have some time and be able to actually have a clear process looking at CVs shortlisting tomorrow. And the time we do have as a committee for a meeting is around 3 hours, and I'm sure members can be able to come back to the committee tomorrow when we meet at 4 to actually come with suggestion on how best we can be able to take the process forward, so that we actually honor that 24th interview and 26th finalization of the program of the chairperson of the NLC. Can I actually raise the issue before the committee and actually confirm that tomorrow at 4 there will be a committee looking at the detail on how we manage and process the issue moving forward. Okay. Can I open the members?
Mr. Cuthbert, followed by Ms. Mantashe, followed by Mr. Trinche.
Okay, Cuthbert.
Thanks very much, Chairperson. Just a couple of issues. Firstly, Chair, I find it very strange how this parliamentary legal opinion got to the committee so quickly. In comparison to the last one that we requested, that took over 2 months to appear before the committee. So that, to my mind, is rather curious. Secondly, Chairperson, why is the EFF not here to present the letter that they have forwarded to the portfolio committee for us to consider and for them to explain what their reasoning may be. Thirdly, Chairperson, have we received any response from Minister Patel regarding the legal opinion that Parliament and Advocate Adzikari have sent through to us in terms of them being given an opportunity to respond regarding the allegations that this did not follow due process? And then, Chairperson, as the DA, with regards to tomorrow's meeting, we reserve our rights also to consult with legal practitioners to make sure that the meeting going ahead tomorrow is in fact a legal meeting. I think it's very important that we do that instead of acting in haste. And it's important that we make sure that this thing is confirmed. So if you would take our input and please provide us with the necessary responses. The last thing, Chairperson, is also who's the candidate that has pulled out. This should be public information that is given to the committee members. You indicated that it was one of the three shortlisted candidates by the minister, and I think that you're under obligation to inform us who it is that is actually pulled out, because I think that this could affect the process going forward, and also if they've cited any reasons as to why they do not want to avail themselves to be interviewed for this position.
Okay. Mantashe?
Chair, with the legal opinion that has been offered to us, what would be our responsibility? Because the legal opinion says it should have been the committee that recommends people to be interviewed to the minister, and now this has been the vice versa. So what is the implication of the legal opinion to the work that has been done so far in identifying candidates for interviews, Chair? And if we are going to comply with the legal opinion, then it means we can't have only one day to look into all the interview, the applications that have come to this position over one night or one day, and come up for interviews on Tuesday. I think that is not possible. If we are going to comply with the legal opinion, so not unless we are going to ignore it. Thank you.
Okay, three.
I think just following on what Honorable Cuthbert has indicated, I think we would like to know also who the candidate was that has withdrawn. And I think it's important that we know who that individual is. And I think secondly, when we have processes like this, I think that, legal should actually be there to actually guide. Now we have after the fact that it seems as if the process was not conducted properly, where the committee should have been recommending and not the minister in terms of the candidates. So this is where I think, when processes like these are conducted, that we have legal that ensures that, you have a checklist in terms of what the guidelines are, and you abide by that, particular checklist. And then lastly, Chair, tomorrow also there's Men's Parliament. And some of us are engaged in Men's Parliament, and I'm one of those that is going to be in Men's Parliament. So, Men's Parliament starts at 2 tomorrow and concludes quite late. So I'm not sure whether I'm going to be able to get to the meeting at 4, depending on when Men's Parliament concludes and when we are actually going to be speaking on the program. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Yes. Secretariat?
We have Mr. Mulder followed by Mr. Mbuyane.
Mulder and Mbuyane.
Thank you, Chair. With all respect, it's quite clear that the correct procedures has not been followed. And I believe that the committee must make sure that the fair administrative process is followed. And I'm also afraid of the fact that there's no fair time left for us to push this whole process through the 26th. I would really suggest that the committee relook the whole situation and that the whole process might be started all over again and that we do it right this time. I mean, if there is something wrong with some of the candidates who are for some reason not on the short list, we're not going to make our 26th of November deadline anyway. So I would suggest that we start the process, that we relook it, revisit it, and start the whole process all over again, if it is possible. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Buyane, the next one.
Chairperson, thanks for the opportunity. Chair, I think on the issue of Section 3.3 and the question of legal opinion, it suggests that all the processes is nullified, Chair. I'm not so sure whether it's only my thinking, because if you're saying there's only two now candidates that were shortlisted by the minister and the legal opinion say it was wrong and now the committee must only shortlist one, then also we're doing wrong thing. Chairperson, I propose that maybe as you're saying that we get the information, we start afresh, we shortlist, we do the process according to the Section 3.3. There's no need for us to rush and rush because we'll be making mistakes as well while we are rushing for 24 and 26. It's not possible that because the process took about a month from the department to come to a committee. And possibly it can take 7 days to be processed, including the weekend by the committee. It's not fair, Chairperson. Then my proposal with not as they say it's the procedure it was not processed. I'll propose that we take our time and deal with the matter. If the matter needs be, someone must act on the position until we finalize.
Okay. So are there any further comments? Okay. Can I just say that it will be important that we actually confirm the process to honorable members, because the first thing was actually the information that as chair I received of a candidate out of the three, which was Tuli Madonsela, our former public protector, who actually withdrew, and then the two candidates were actually left after that, recommended by the minister. So I think the point which one has actually checked in terms of the legal opinion, which I think it might be important for us to verify and confirm that the committee should be able to actually reconfirm a candidate and be able to actually then proceed with the process. And I think the approach which has actually been taken is actually a point that one would think it will be important that we agree that we do convene our meeting, being able to get the legal team so that we can be able to combine the process. What the minister has already started is the point that is considered and the point which we really want to actually work on and be able to get clarity. It's a point of saying Madonsela did step down. There are two other candidates which were actually referred by the minister to us. And at this stage, we think we should actually be able to look at replacing the candidate that actually did not come through. So I think on my part, I thought what may be helpful is for us to meet tomorrow as suggested, and then be able to reconfirm process in terms of what is actually developments, which I'm explaining, And I'm sure members can be able to ask the questions and even the point of being able to restart the process. And I think maybe we should actually agree if legally we do actually have that process in the hands of the committee to proceed. If it's not the correct way, I'm sure the legal opinion team will be able to advise and the committee can take a decision. So I would say with the suggestion of saying start everything from scratch as a suggestion today, one actually does suggest, and maybe Honorable Thring, one would actually check if we can have a meeting blocking that 2 hour where we can actually look at this legal opinion and the developments and be able to be sure as a committee that our decision to restart the process or decision to actually finalize the process is correct, legal, or whatever. So I think that's the point which maybe one is suggesting that let's meet tomorrow. Four is suggested as actually as a challenge. Maybe we can try and actually have a meeting earlier, if I'm not mistaken, just maybe to ask from the secretariat that we can actually maybe meet earlier than 2, because I think that's a meeting which we actually have. We can meet at 12 or 11, block the 2 hours, have the committee, have the legal team so that we actually know how we manage the process moving forward. Because from my part, from what has come through, it sounded like the committee will be still within its right to be able to manage the process further, having received the proposals from the minister. So I think that's largely the point. If the committee agrees, can we actually then agree with, to meet tomorrow and have the legal team there so that we can clarify this issue? And when we take a decision on the way forward, it should be on the basis of what actually is legally confirmed.
Okay.
Can I actually get the members just to check to indicate if everyone can be able to do that tomorrow?
Chair, we have Mr. Cuthbert and Ms. Mantashe's hand up, please.
Cuthbert, Honourable Cuthbert.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, just 2 things. First thing being is I'm confused by the statement that you're making. According to Parliament's legal opinion, it says we should begin the entire process of shortlisting, but what you're saying is that we need to then replace the person who has dropped out, i.e. Ms. Thuli Madonsela. Now, that seems to be in contradiction of what Parliament's legal opinion is. So can you maybe just clarify that on your end? The second thing I'd like to raise, Chair, is as the DA, we're happy to come to a meeting tomorrow to listen to Parliament's legal counsel, but we would like the Ministry and the DTRC to come and present their legal opinion to us as well, because I imagine they would have sought one after they were sent lawyers' letters in this regard. So I would also like to request that Minister Patel comes and addresses that meeting. Then in terms of a bit of housekeeping, Chair, I think we have a 3-line whip tomorrow for the Dora sitting. So it means that if we try and do the meeting in the morning, we're going to be conflicted with the sitting that's taking place in the House. And then in the afternoon, we have the Men's Parliament. So that also needs to be taken into consideration. My suggestion would be that we then need to push it out for next week, Chairperson.
Okay. Can I get to the Mantashe?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I'm a bit concerned that we had instructed Secretariat to look for legal opinion from the Parliamentary Legal Service. An opinion has been expressed. And I think it is common practice that we comply with the advice that we've been given, that we have been given by the legal service. That opinion says we have flouted an act. And for me, that flouting of the act means we must go back and do things right. Doing things right is the Committee of Trade and Industry doing a shortlisting and recommending people that would have picked up out of those applications and will recommend names to the minister. Because for me, adding to the 2 that has been left is not
doing any vote because those people have not been shortlisted by the committee. I think we must abide by what the legal opinion is saying, Chair. They've given us an opinion. I don't know why we're wanting them back into the committee. They've given their opinion. Which one do we want more?
Okay. Do I think on my part is the issue. Okay.
Mr. Mbuyane is also raised his hand, Chair.
Honorable Mbuyane.
Chairperson, thank you. Sorry, man, I was kicked out earlier on. I'm trying to connect with another gadget here. But Chairperson, the process is clear. There's no need to ask to rush for meetings on Friday while we're having parliament. We can convene a meeting next week, Tuesday, procedurally, and deal with the matter correctly. So, because we have been advising the committee for some time that the committee must recommend to the minister, not vice versa. But now we want to rush things. We cannot be able to do things right while we are rushing. Let's meet on Tuesday and have all this documentation sent to us. We meet and try to correct the process moving forward. Because if there's a three-line whip, we cannot call another meeting. That is wrong as well as Parliament, to call a meeting while there's three-line whip. You see, Chairperson, we must not rush things. Let us do things according to the book. We'll come all right. Then that will be my proposal, Chair.
Okay. If you can check with the other committee members. Those are suggestions. Yes.
It's no further hands, Chair, but there is a proposal on the floor, Chair.
Okay. Can I take that proposal? Is to reconvene next Tuesday. That's the proposal.
Chair, that's Mr. Mulder's hand, Chair.
Honorable Mulder.
Chair, thank you. I agree with Member Mbuyane. It's exactly in line with what I proposed earlier, that we start the process in the right way and that there would be no need for a rush then, and that there would be a proper and a fair administrative process that follows. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah. So let me just say that maybe for Secretariat, I think the suggestion is that we have to reconvene as a committee on Tuesday. And I think the point with the questions members have raised, the issue relating to restarting or continuing with the process will be the matter at hand. Because in the consultation and engagement, and I see the interpretation members are reading on the document, so which means we will need the legal team of Parliament to be in that meeting on Tuesday, and then we can pick up all the questions that members have raised and be able to then agree on the way forward in terms of process on how we manage the issue as the committee. So maybe that should be the suggestion we look at, Secretary.
Chair, if that's an agreement by the committee that that's the process, Chair, we will make will ensure that the legal team is available to the committee on Tuesday, Chair, to address any questions and take us through the opinion that they've provided, Chair, and then the committee can determine the process forward, Chair, based on the input they may receive on Tuesday, Chair. Chair, we will then also have just to alert the candidates that the process is on hold until further notice, Chair.
Okay. No, that's fine. Thank you very much. So I'm sure that will be the conclusion on the issue. And on all the questions that have been raised, I'm sure those will be the ones we engage in when we link up with the legal team of Parliament on Tuesday and take the process forward. So can I actually then agree that we proceed to the next item on the agenda?
Chair, before we proceed, Chair, there's a hand, Mr. Mbuyane's hand, Chair.
Honorable Mbuyane.
Chairperson, I really don't understand. We still need a legal opinion to come to the committee. That means that means we are not agreeing that we flouted somewhere. Because we are agreeing that we need to start the process afresh. What I was looking at is the process that you just said to say, let all the CVs come to the committee, let us discuss the process moving forward.
not starting afresh with the legal opinion, not unless we are disagreeing with the legal opinion. That is where we will call a committee meeting only to deal with the legal opinion. That is my view. If we are agreeing that we flouted, let the process kickstart next week. We start afresh. We are not starting with the legal opinion. What is the legal opinion for? Thanks, Chair.
Yeah. So can I just say, Honorable Mbuyane, one wanted just to get that confirmed in our meeting, because there is correspondence. Interpretations are issues which are a bit of a challenge. So as a committee, I think in terms of when the process started, there were issues that we thought we should actually engage on. But for now, the understanding I have is that we looking at the legal team so that we can confirm and be able to proceed on the basis of the understanding of the legal opinion moving forward on the process. So I think that's the point, Mbuyane, why we should, as a committee, to confirm that is the legal process that was followed by Minister, and what we actually committing to do is issue which is actually correctly managed moving forward. We need to get the confirmation. So I think that was the point, because it's confirmation and agreement on process moving forward. So try the legal opinion, Honorable Mbuyane. So can I just say then...
Mbuyane raised his hand again, Chair. I'm not so sure.
Honorable Mbuyane?
No, Chairperson, I did not raise my hand, but
Okay. No, thank you very much. So let me just say, Secretary, that is the conclusion, and I think that's the part we need just to make sure that we actually follow. And at this stage, I think it will be in order that we conclude our meeting and be able to actually say next Tuesday we'll actually have that sitting and engagement and agreement on the program and the way forward. Thank you very much. So I'm sure the next item on the agenda is actually conclusion.
Yeah.
Our meeting stands adjourned. Let's meet next Tuesday. Thank you very much.